Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Well, I'm glad you're here because we got a really important person here, ladies and gentlemen, this half hour, Marcia Egan. She's really important. One of the reasons is because she's a new friend, so we're going to be nice to her. Marcia is the CEO of EganEmailSolutions.com, and she is an ICF certified professional coach. She's the author of at least one book, which is the one I'm holding in my hand, Inbox Detox. She has a long resume that I have of accomplishments in front of me, but since it's only a two-hour show, I won't read all of them to you, but she's a very accomplished person, and she's here to talk to us about helping you and me use technology as a tool, not wind up being used by the tool. Marcia Egan, welcome back. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Marcia, your congratulations, by the way, on your new book, Inbox Detox.
Well, thank you.
And I know you're going to talk to us about email, but email is just one of the tools that we use to our great advantage, to small business owners' great advantage. But they're so seductive, the things we have right now available to us. We have to be careful not to let them take over our lives, don't we?
That's exactly right. I'll tell you what, I think email could be one of the most important inventions of the 21st century.
Yep.
But there are people out there who are misusing it and overusing it, and actually there are people out there who are addicted to their BlackBerries and they're checking their email in the middle of the night and that kind of thing. And anything.
Let me give you an example.
Okay.
I was on a panel. I was actually moderating a panel this year, and there was a young man who was a panelist, highly intelligent guy, great contribution to the capable of making a great contribution to the panel. So I'm out in the audience, as I often am when I moderate panels. I look up there, and all of a sudden I realize he's sitting up there with his cell phone in his hand on the panel. He's looking down at his phone. And as I'm talking to the other people, I'm noticing he's going through his email. He was checking his email in front of 200 people in an audience and as a panelist. Now,
how do you think that went for his career?
I'll tell you what, the people who brought him in were not happy about it, I'll tell you that.
Well, that's exactly right.
Nor was I.
Yeah. And it's interesting because there are a lot of people who are so tied to it, they have no conception of what other people think when they do something like that. I've actually seen people answer phones or read their text in the middle of a funeral.
Exactly. I've heard, of course, you hear the phones go off all the time, but how about a salesperson who calls on you and then takes a call or checks his email while he's on the sales call?
Yeah. That and people do it. It's really unfortunate. And the question to ask is, what is so urgent that you can't wait another 10 minutes? Or what's so urgent that you can't wait until the panel is over?
And well, you know, my mother and father never had to tell me, really, they never had to sit down with me and have a class with me on how to behave like that. You know, I always knew that you just don't do stuff like that. I don't understand.
Well, there's a numbing about it because people think, well, because everyone has a cell phone, they'll understand why I'm checking mine, because I might be getting an important message.
And they fully expect, some of them expect that if you get have an opportunity to be interrupted, you'll divert yourself and take that call. What are we talking about here? The inability to stay in the moment?
Well, that's part of it. A lot of it, believe it or not, Jim, is self-discipline.
Yeah.
And
lack of
self-discipline. And that's pure etiquette.
Right.
And as you just mentioned, for some people, etiquette really means respect. And there are some people who don't get that. There's some people who intuitively understand what respect means, and that's not looking at the cell phone while they're talking to you.
Right.
But there are others who are, as I said earlier, they're numb to it, and it is actually career limiting. I actually played golf with a person. I set up a golf game for two people to meet each other, and golf is sometimes used to assess whether you want to do business with people.
Right.
And the guy being assessed checked his BlackBerry just about after every shot.
Yeah, I've seen that too. And my attitude is, you know what? If you can't get away, and I can understand how that might be the case, if you can't get away for the time that we're going to play golf, or at least until we make the turn, then just say, let's do it another day. I'll be okay with that.
Well, and that's exactly right. And and this was the chance for a very big business deal. So, in my view,
how about the guy who takes a call or makes a call, you know, on every hole, that kind of thing. I mean, it's just it's ridiculous. So what do we do about this, Marcia? We're talking about not letting the technology run you. You run the technology. What do we do about this?
Well, I like to say, become the alpha emailer. I don't know if you've ever train dogs or know anything about how you train a dog, but it's very important when you're training a dog to become the alpha dog. In other words, you are in charge.
Right.
And the very first thing, in my book, I have the 12 steps to curing your email e-diction. And step number one is actually to admit that you have an issue, but step number
is there,
two...
So is there a 12-step program here? Is that what you're talking
about? It is. It's world famous, actually. Step number two is to say you're the alpha emailer. In other words, you need to take control of your email, and you need to take control of the off button and the on button. Now, there are fabulous times to use that BlackBerry. If you're sitting in an office waiting for an appointment for 10 minutes, let's be productive. It's great. But if you're looking at it in the middle of a business discussion or on stage, no less, as your example before, you are abusing it, and you're giving people a horrible impression about you.
We're talking about basic behavior, ladies and gentlemen, basic etiquette, basic manners, and also just making sure, you know, tell that technology, you know what, I run you, you don't run me. Marcia, what's the website, please?
The website is InboxDetox.com.
InboxDetox.com, that's also the name of the book. Our guest is Marcia Egan. I'm Jim Blassingame. We're at smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're going to take a quick break. More to come with Marcia Egan after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.